الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.
The thing about lengthy wars of attrition, over time onlookers from outside can lose focus. But then another image emerges that forces the lens back into high definition.
You can say that again. That's our new Islamic center right there, you see, what's now left of it. We reported how it was first struck by rockets back in spring. Then the damage was largely superficial, shrapnel disturbing the peace of the decorative arabesque facade. But while lightning may only strike twice, rockets, it seems, strike thrice. And it was the third time around, on the 20th of July, that the projectiles proved not just destructive, but deadly.
A father kneeling beside his 13-year-old son's body yesterday, reading from the Bible.
We will repair and rebuild our center with your help, inshallah. Lives are, however, hard to rebuild. Christians, like Muslims, know there is an afterlife. That may explain this man's stoic demeanor. That, and his likely being in a state of shock, unable to yet express or even register the groundswell of grief that surely overwhelms a father who bids a final farewell to his child.
A missile landed close to the bus stop where the child was standing in the suburbs of Ukraine's second city, Kharkiv. Three people died. The man's daughter, who is 15, was badly injured but survived. It took about 2 hours before police could convince him to let the body go. So paperwork done on the spot, a bloody birth certificate, then away.
We'll ask the brothers and sisters to keep an eye out for the families of those killed in the strike. They'll no doubt pass by the place where their loved ones died. We'll invite them inside and show them kindness and compassion. And we will teach them what they perhaps have not heard, in a fashion, that Allah is ever merciful. He does not punish sons for the sins of their fathers. Each of us is individually responsible for our actions, provided we have attained the age of majority. As for the child who has yet to transition from adolescence to adulthood, they are not condemned, except by way of lesson and loving admonition. And should they die in childhood, they may be of those whom the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw in a dream, when he was shown the wondrously luscious abode which awaits the believers in paradise. In his vision, the Prophet, chaperoned by two angels, saw a handsome man of handsome stature surrounded by children. The angel said to Allah's Messenger, "The tall man whom you saw in the garden is Abraham, Ibrahim, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the children around him are those children who die with fitra, upon their natural state of belief in God innate." The companions asked, "Ya Rasulullah, wa awlad al-mushrikeen?" O Messenger of Allah, the children of those who associate partners with Allah? The Prophet replied in the affirmative. They too, the children of polytheists too, were with Abraham in paradise. So have a good opinion of God. Know that He acts according to wise purposes. The guidance He revealed upon His messengers is for the betterment of all, to help us navigate through this transitory world, to make sense of what, in the depth of despair, may seem senseless. As we will tell those who are hurting due to the lives lost and ruined outside the ruin of our mosque, that should they embrace Islam and upon that faith remain steadfast with the trials of life, such faithfulness and good deeds will secure for them a good end.
والذين صبروا ابتغاء وجه ربهم وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية ويدرؤون بالحسنة السيئة أولئك لهم عقبى الدار.
And those who remain patient, seeking their Lord's countenance, who perform the prayer and spend in secret and open that which we have bestowed upon them, and repel evil with good, for such there is the ultimate abode. We are the bearers of good news and glad tidings, that upon release from the prison of this world, for the freedom of paradise that awaits, there the believers can expect to be reunited with the innocent ones of their loved ones, those who are journeyed on to Allah before them. For to Him do we belong, and to Him do we return.
جنات عدن يدخلونها جنات عدن يدخلونها جنات عدن يدخلونها ومن صلح من آبائهم جنات عدن يدخلونها ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم والملائكة يدخلون عليهم من كل باب جنات عدن يدخلونها ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم والملائكة يدخلون عليهم من كل باب سلام عليكم سلام عليكم سلام عليكم سلام عليكم بما صبرتم فنعم عقب الدار